Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business success, we're always chasing it. It's elusive. Sometimes it's there. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes we think we have it all understood, and all of a sudden we realize we haven't. And then other times, things just seem to fall into place. But there's one thing that's certain. Success in business is about pain and optimism. We need to understand exactly how things work. When we understand how they work and we know the warning signals when things are not going well, then business really becomes successful. It becomes much easier to deal with it on a day-to-day basis. And here's the perfect example of that. Pain is not a good thing. When someone is in pain, you want to do everything you can to help them relieve that pain. Sometimes the pain is just a little irritation. Other times the pain is serious and it's excruciating. But the pain in your body tells you something is not right. It's the email that your body's sending you saying you must correct something. You must take care of this right away, and until you take care of this problem, this health issue, we are going to continue to absolutely keep you in pain. And then you go to the doctor, and the doctor diagnoses what's wrong, tells you what you need to do to take care of the problem, whether it's take some medication or go to the hospital or, heaven forbid, have an operation. And all of a sudden the pain is gone and you are right back at your optimum peak of performance. And you're optimistic about the future. You don't ever want to have pain again. So maybe you change your diet. Maybe you exercise. Maybe you drink a little less or not drink at all. But you see, business is the same thing, because in business there is pain. There is no question about it. On a day-to-day basis, you can experience lots and lots of pain. You lose a customer. You lose a key employee. Things are not going well. You don't understand why your employees don't get it. Why did they do that? My computer systems went down. Software is not working right. The shipment coming in from Chicago didn't come in on time. We have a problem. The pain in the business, if you're paying attention to it, is a gift. It's the gift to tell you that something's not right and you need to correct it. Because if you don't correct it, it'll happen over and over again. The statement that I always find interesting is when a business person tells me that all they do is put fires out all day. And I think to myself, why? And I ask them, why are we putting fires out all day? What's causing the fires? Let's eliminate what's causing the fires. And then once we do that, and once we get everything working, we have optimism. We have got it down. We know we are going to make a profit. We know this is going to be the best year that ever was. And then what happens? There's some pain that pops up again. You can't be in business and not expect to have difficulty, to have pain, to have things happen, to momentarily be knocked off balance. But overall, you have to have an optimistic point of view that you can solve whatever problem comes your way. And when you know that you are strong enough to solve any problem that comes your way, you're confident, you radiate confidence, you take that confidence and you absolutely are so bubbly with excitement and you are so incredibly determined that your people around you, your coworkers, your employees, they become optimistic. If you're a downer and you're always talking about how bad things are and how difficult they are, and you're expressing that to your coworkers, to your employees, that's how they're going to feel. They have to look at you as a leader and say, here is an optimistic person who has it under control because my well-being is in their hands. My paycheck is what pays the mortgage, what sends the children to school, what puts food on the table. And I see this leader, when we get into a problem or we get into difficulty, they have the understanding, the determination, and the optimism that they are just going to make it right. So I want to work here. I don't want to look for another job. If you have an understanding of how to solve problems and you have optimism, your employee retention will increase tremendously. You won't have a turnover of people all the time. People will want to work for you. And what does that mean? That means more success and more profit. So don't deny the pain in your business. Don't avoid the pain in your business. Run right into it. Find out what it's all about. Solve it. And let's look to an optimistic future to get exactly what you, your coworkers, your employees, your vendors, what everyone needs out of your business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.